insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام على سيد الخلق أجمعين محمد بن عبد الله وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners, my brothers and sisters in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. In another session, we would have some discussion about another verse of the Holy Quran and another aspect of our beloved Prophet's life. So let's listen to the recitation of the verse.
فَاسْتَقِمْ كَمَا أُمِرْتَ وَمَنْ تَابَ مَعَكَ وَلَا تَطْغَوْا إِنَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ بَصِيرٌ.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. فَاسْتَقِمْ كَمَا أُمِرْتَ وَمَنْ تَابَ مَعَكَ وَلَا تَطْغَوْا. In this verse, which is in Surah Hud, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this verse says, addressing his prophet, O Muhammad, be steadfast in your faith just as you have been commanded, and those who have turned to God in repentance with you should also be steadfast in their faith, and do not overstep the bounds. Indeed, Allah is aware of what you do. This verse and also some previous verses of this one were sent down to console and strengthen the prophets and the believers who had repented with him. In this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says once again to comfort his prophet that stay and be steadfast, continue your undertakings, you along with those who have repented with you. It has been narrated that this verse was the hardest of all the verses that were sent down to the Prophet, as the Prophet himself, peace be upon him and his household, was asked once, why did your hairs grow gray so soon? He replied, the chapter of Hud turned me old. And he referred to the said verse, which is sometimes called the verse of patience. In this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks his prophet to be patient, to be steadfast, if he wants to come and if he wants to reach the victory. Of course, this is not something easy, but reaching the top always needs a struggle and always needs making lots of efforts. There is a Persian proverb which says, patience is bitter, but bears sweet fruit. So this is the case also here. Patience, which implies a holding fast to a purpose, aim, or to a course of actions, is considered as one of the most important means and principles of any success. If you want to be successful, you have to be patient. You have to be steadfast, you have to stay on your words and you have to continue your mission and not to be disappointed. In this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala advises the Prophet with four advices. There are four important instructions to be accomplished in the said verse. The first one of these four important instructions is that to stand firm and resolute and to follow the object, giving no way to feebleness. The second point is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks the Prophet and the believers to work hard and do it only for the sake of Allah, the Lord of all beings. فَاسْتَقِمْ كَمَا أُمِرْتَ. It means that just as you have been commanded and ordered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it means that this patience should be for the sake of Allah. The third point is that Allah the Almighty asks the Prophet to encourage the followers and the believers to be steadfast too with the Prophet, because the role of the Prophet as a leader is not confined to himself only. He has to encourage the community also. He has to encourage the believers and the faithful to stay with him in believing Allah and in accepting and in following the Holy Prophet. The fourth point is that Allah asks the Prophet and the believers not to overstep the bounds and not to transgress the bounds, to keep the bounds and the boundaries and to observe the limits which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put. فَاسْتَقِمْ كَمَا أُمِرْتَ وَمَنْ تَابَ مَعَكَ وَلَا تَطْغَوْ. وَلَا تَطْغَوْ, this sentence means that do not overstep, do not transgress the limits, the bounds. These four instructions have a general application on all men, not only on the Prophet, on all believers, on all ages, and is not special for the Prophet. Every one of these four advices is great enough to be concentrated on and to talk about it. But what here we can focus on it more is the point that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks his Prophet to be patient in his way, in his path. For sure, the Prophet was hurt more than his disciples, because from the beginning of his mission, he encountered lots of difficulties and problems. When no one of his disciples was with him, it has been narrated that at the beginning years of his mission, when he was going through some lanes in the city of Mecca, a polytheist used to throw dust on the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, and his household. Every day he was passing by a special lane, he was throwing some dust on the Holy Prophet. And the Prophet was not reacting to that man. One day when the Prophet was passing the lane, that man was absent. The Prophet asked about him, where is he? They said he is sick in his home. So the Prophet decided to go to his home. You see the degree of the patience that he had, a polytheist used to bother him for a long time. Every day he was passing by the lane, used to bother the Prophet, used to insult him. But one day when he was absent, the Prophet asked about him and went to his home. When the family of the polytheist told him that you have a visitor, he asked, who is the visitor? They said, the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his household. He was somehow confused. That was very strange for him. But this was the moral of the Holy Prophet, the Prophet of Allah, the mercy of Allah upon all mankind.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
Coming back to the verse, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks the Prophet to be patient and asks him to help the believers also and to invite the believers also to be patient, we can learn this very important lesson of this verse, that if we want to reach the top and if we want to reach the real faith in Islam, we have to be patient in his way. We have to expect lots of botherings and lots of discomforts in this way. This verse indicates that everyone should follow the Prophet and should make himself ready to be exposed to lots of difficulties and problems and to be patient towards these problems. At the end, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to strengthen us in His path so that we can be patient towards the difficulties and the problems which we face. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allah, Allah, ya Allah, Allah, ya Allah, Allah, ya Allah, 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 ya Allah, Allah, ya Allah, Allah, ya Allah, Allah, subhanallah, hamdan lillah.
خمسة أطفي بهم حر الجحيم الحاطمة المصطفى والمرتضى وابناهما والفاطمة الفاطمة
يا الله الله يا الله الله يا الله الله يا الله سبحان الله حمدا لله ولا إله إلا الله سبحان الله حمدا لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر
من خمسة أطفي بهم حر الجحيم الحاطمة المصطفى